The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got a bone to pick with one of my really good friends, one of your very good friends as well, DJ Automatic. But first, let's say good morning to everybody. Hey, we're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Got invited out a couple nights ago to this spot, and it was called Taco Something. So I'm like, I'm good. I put some sandals on, put some shorts on, a little vest, and pulled up. God dang it. It's this fancy place. Everybody's in couture, and I look like I'm going to a picnic.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
and nobody
called,
told me.
It was called Toca something.
I don't know.
It called
Taco. It looked like Taco.
Dana and I showed up like we were going to the picnic, and people were in suits and like fancy dresses.
Freaking Sunday barbecue best.
I don't know what kind of shorts and vest situation you had going on. Well, what about yourself, DJ Automatic? I know you're a normal fashion icon.
Well, okay, so I was in sweatshorts, and just my intuition told me,
you changed the pants.
Put on some pants. Pants. So at least I had long pants on.
But they were still casual as, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
And people were staring at us because everybody was dressed to the nines. Girls had heels. I usually hide my brand name bag. I said, look, I got Chanel on. Let me turn this around.
Oh, no. You all walked in.
Because I felt poverty.
They sat us in the back corner.
Yeah, dude. I thought you guys were there to pick up some Uber Eats. He was like, Uber Eats delivery drivers.
When we walked in, everybody was staring at us when we walked up, and I thought, what is going on? And then I walked in, oh my gosh.
Dang.
And then they said, oh, that's that girl from the radio. Oh yeah, no wonder she doesn't have any money.
Exactly.
Did your friends like hold you down? Were they happy to see you guys?
They were so happy in their freaking nice clothes.
Of course, they're all dressed up, though.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying. So your friends, give them a heads up as to what kind of spot you're going to. And by the way, if it's Toca, whatever, make sure they know it's not Taco. So I was like, ooh, we're going to get some barbacoa, some lengua. No. Anyway, we had a very mild pico de gallo and embarrassing time. But it was fun to hang out with friends.
The food is the karma for your dress situation.
It was.
I had a truffled quesadilla, and I've been sick for 2 days.
You ordering truffle quesadilla? That's your bad.
It sounded
right
good
there.
In theory.
No,
it sounded good.
That's your bad. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start.
Pay extra for the bad Mexican food.
Let's go ahead and start with National Respect Your Parents Day, everybody.
I wanted to say something. I know that a lot of times we can hang on to things that happened in our childhood. Let it go. Your parents did the best they could. Do better.
Okay, there
it
is.
Let it go. Do better.
On the flip side of the coin, it's also National Child Free Day. So that's a thing going on, too, dude.
Go ahead, Anthony. You ain't no kid.
Let's go ahead and shout out the World Wide Web. It's also National World Wide Web Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And today, on this day in 1989, scientist Tim Berners-Lee wanted to invent a way to share data, and therefore he invented the internet.
And now, what year did you say that was?
1989.
The internet was
in the 50s.
Yeah, no, the 60s, I think it was.
Well, maybe he's talking about the web.
Oh, you're talking about the World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. There we go.
There must be a truffle in your brain, DJ.
Put a little short sweats back on again, bud. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Girlfriends Day.
Hey, girlfriend. I got a bone to pick on whoever picked tonight to be Girlfriends Day. I cannot be up late. Speaking of being out with our friends, I couldn't go to sleep till 1 a.m. Do you realize I have to get up in a few hours? Even Automatic, who's the night owl, was like, shut up and go to sleep.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If someone's being rude, should you push back? I've been accused of being a little hard on people sometimes when they call in. So I've been pulling back. I'm like, okay, you're going to say something, you say what you got to say. And now people are like, wait a minute, Dana. If someone talks the way this Karen caller did, you got to shut them down. So here's the call.
Looks, definitely. I don't understand why anybody would think intelligence is more important. Look, my son, he is so handsome, and I won't allow him to bring home any ugly girls to this house. It's not happening.
Okay, and it got worse. If you can believe it, the caller got even worse.
I'm not introducing my handsome son to someone and then saying, oh, here's my ugly daughter-in-law. It's not happening. No way. And I'm beautiful as well. All of my friends, too. I don't even allow ugly people in my circle. Ugly people are not allowed around me. Have you ever heard of the word MILF? That's me and all of the kids at the school, their parents all know it. Like, I'm known to be the hot mom at the school.
Honestly, I think you should have said more to her, but when you're in the situation, it's different. The other day, I was at the grocery store, and there was this Vietnam vet guy going around talking about LGBTQ stuff, and he was just stopping people in the aisles and just...
And you said it was just lies.
It was just nonsense, basically. Yeah. And I wanted to say something to him, and I thought, oh, I'll just let him do what he does.
But he's older, and you were like, got to be respectful.
Yes,
you
know, exactly.
So was he spewing ignorance? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to repeat what he was saying.
Okay.
Oh, that's how bad it was.
And then, so I'm in line... and the girl who's checking me out is a queer black woman. And she could tell that I'm about to turn around and say something to him.
And he's doing this in front of her?
Yes, in the line next to us. And she just looks at me. She says, please don't say anything to him. I don't want to deal with it. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
And that is one of the benefits of being a veteran for him. Because you can't be like, hey, you know, he's a veteran. You're like, don't want to be rude. So, you know, I think if you serve a country.
So you let veterans just spew misinformation and be derogatory and rude.
It was hateful. It wasn't just misinformation.
Okay, well, like Anthony said, he's a vet. You know,
I would. I mean, I'm like, you know what, sir, you serve this country. You're right to these illiterate thoughts. Old people say weird things anyway.
They do. They really do. Respect your elders. All right, line four.
Yeah, I don't understand how the lady on here talking about ugly people can't hang out with her and stuff like that. I think that's real shallow of that lady.
Man, let me tell you something. When she was talking like that, I thought, who do you think you are? I mean, even if you are a beautiful person, that's an ugly thing to say.
Exactly. And obviously, if she's acting like that, I'm sure kids is acting like that, too. So I don't know.
I hope her son marries the ugliest girl on the block.
Hey, that's going to be bad. She's going to actually have to introduce her ugly in-laws.
I'm sorry. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but I said it. Thank you very much, sir. Bye. Before we take the next call, I have to tell you about the time the Automatic and I were walking our dogs, and there was a gardener outside. He was doing this person's yard, and he was running the water hose, I don't know what, and there was an older woman, speaking of the elderly, like Anthony said, and she started screaming at him and yelling at him. I don't know if you remember this, Automatic, and the man didn't speak English very well, and she was saying all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm gonna call the police, and just racist things. The man is literally working, doing the yard. You could tell this gentleman was so afraid.
Nervous.
He put his head down. And I told him in Spanish, you don't have to listen to her. You don't work for her. This is not her house. But I don't think I said enough to her.
You did say something.
I didn't look at her.
But when you said something to him, I said it in Spanish,
she didn't understand.
And then you turned around and looked at her and said, he's just working.
Well, I know, but I feel like I should have done more. I felt so bad. She was another Karen, and I didn't want to turn it into, she's elderly, and you're supposed to respect your elders.
And also, you just never know what people are going to do or how they're going to react.
She could have called the cops on me.
Yeah, dude. Or she could have done something violent to you. I mean, maybe broke a hip, too. But
her cane.
She wasn't going to do anything. She was an older lady.
All right. I'm so sorry you had to hold. Go ahead, line eight.
That Karen is a Karen.
Right? We didn't even believe that her name was Karen. I'm like, your name is Karen.
I've never thought looks was a thing. It's all about personality, and it can treat me right.
How about being kind, being smart?
Exactly.
Being my person. Automatic is my partner. Yes, he's fine and all that, but he has a good brain. That's what I love most about you, your brain.
My fiance is a movie freak, and he can quote every movie you can think of, and he puts it in life situations, and that's his personality.
I think that's autism.
Girl, bye. I gotta get another call. Bye. Actually, I think we'll wrap it up on that note.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What really annoys your partner? What are you doing that just gets on their nerves? There's a new study of 20,000 couples, and I got the top five things, and I'll give them to you last. This is a segment we call in case you missed it, because I know your social media timeline moves too fast. We got you here on the radio, and DJ Automatic, you always go first.
Who wants to work less and make more money?
Everybody in this damn studio, talk to us.
Well, some Gen Z TikTokers have got to figure it out, and they're labeling it lazy girl jobs.
Oh.
Their new approach is to work less and get rid of the hustle mentality. They saw our parents, you know, really kill themselves for these companies every single day, and they said they're not ready to do that anymore, that they want to work less, get paid more.
Okay.
And the way that they're going to do that is doing jobs like marketing associate or an account manager or a customer success manager, and they do it from home, and they say they want to work less than 5 hours a day and get paid benefits.
Damn. Okay. This is a movement that I strongly want to stand behind, but it's going to have some trouble getting going because this is all led by lazy people.
Yeah.
So it's going to take them a while to get it off the ground.
I will say this, though. The amount of people that have told me that they don't want to go back to work full time and they're willing to leave their job just completely because they won't let them work from home anymore is pretty crazy.
Well, it's counterproductive. If you have children and you got to drive to work, so the gas is high and the daycare is high, and I'm going to be less productive. Mm. I'm sorry. Employers, listen. Let your people work at least part-time from home. And also, it's BS that people don't want to work. They don't want to work for poverty wages anymore. That's what we did. We were pendejos. We were stupid about it.
Well, and our parents were too, so because they're killing each other. We're killing ourselves for these companies that don't care about us.
Oh, my mom was dumb for other reasons. But, you know, the employment side of it too.
But think about the acting strike, right? People are on strike because they're like, hold on, this guy at Disney, the Bob Iger guy, is making 400 times what the average person does at Disney. He's like, hey, you got to work hard. No, sir. It's not going to happen anymore. UPS was going to do the strike and UPS caved. Because without your foot soldiers, your business, your corporation is nada. Take care of them and pay them a living wage.
The pandemic changed everything, and especially sure people's desire to work like
that's
that.
Right.
All right. Well, hit the snooze button because daytime naps are healthier for your brain.
Let's go. I love today's In case you missed it,
sleephealthjournal.org just released a recent survey that said, yes, that a daytime nap can help decrease dementia and also other diseases while you age. And it's just overall better for your brain napping during
the day. Sorry, what'd you say? I was sleeping. No, I think it's true. Lack of sleep, killing yourself for you know, whatever reasons, don't do it. Get you on a little schedule and stick to it.
I can't turn off my brain in the middle of the day. It's not physically, I can't make myself go to sleep.
Oh, dude, I'll sleep solid during the day because I'm always under stress about oversleeping. So during the day when I'm napping, I know I'm not going to oversleep for the next day. So I sleep so much better.
Let me tell you about DJ Automatic. This is the guy that he'll go DJ and do all that fun stuff. But if we're at home on a Friday instead of making a date night, it's 8:40. Oh. Out of the sofa.
I work hard, Dana. I work hard.
All right. Well, in case you missed it, 20,000 couples were recently polled by Love Online, and these are the five things that annoy your partner. Let's start with number five, passing wind, DJ Automatic. It's annoying.
It's natural.
It stinks. It's gross. It's natural to get up.
What do you want me to hold it in and be uncomfortable?
No, get up. I'm on the couch like, with you falling asleep room? And you're farting too.
I would have to get up like every 10 minutes. Come on.
This is a conversation I really get into. Because sometimes you think it's going to be a silent one and it's actually a loud ripper. And then, you know,
Hold on to it.
Sometimes you don't think it's going to be a smelly one and it's one that clears out the whole room.
Here's number four, messiness. DJ Automatic.
God, I'm annoying.
Pick up after yourself. Don't you love your person enough to make their life easier? I'm constantly thinking of how can I make my husband, DJ Automatic's life easier? Dana Cortez here talking to you about how I can make my family's life easier. Meanwhile, they're just trashing the house.
Okay, you're throwing a lot of stones here, Dana Cortez.
I'm not messy.
What's the next one?
Rudeness.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. All right, right.
Dana, you are the queen of rude.
I am not the queen of rude.
Look how rude you are. You're just calling me out right now. You literally just calling me lazy and saying that I fart everywhere. You don't think that's rude?
It's a little rude, dude.
I'm a truthful person, okay? All right. Number two, never listens to their person.
Hello.
Was this written for you? That's what I'm starting to think. And finally, number one is not having your together and letting your person cover for you all the time.
That is not us.
Did you not ask me this morning, what's the address to my doctor's appointment?
That one felt personal. That one felt direct. That was not, I think you literally wrote that in yourself. Dude.
I did.
Oh, God. And you're my wife. You're supposed to know those things.
Actually,
that's the job of a wife.
I'm not your mother.
You took her place.
Every single wife, that's your job to remember stuff, dude.
Yes.
Husbands don't remember anything at all.
Number one is actually controlling and hogging the remote control.
That's you.
Exactly. That's why I didn't mention it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B threw her mic at a person in the audience. Now she's facing legal repercussions. Was it justifiable? I'll tell you where to watch a video. I got this story and more. Turn the radio up. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We got actor Jason Momoa celebrating his birthday. And TikTok star Christopher Sternillo celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so J. Cole was once a broke rapper who couldn't pay rent. And he went back to visit his landlord because they let him stay there for free, him and his wife.
I saw that. And they have a teenage son. He was like, my dad really knows J. Cole.
J. Cole is eating dinner with us.
I am going to go show this story to my apartment complex and be like, look, guys, this is your opportunity to be my landlord that J. Cole had. All right? This is your guys' chance.
I can come back and have dinner with you in 10 years.
When you're touring the world as the most famous stand-up comedian, Anthony, you can be that guy. Yeah.
So I'm going to be late this month, Crystal.
Crystal said nah. Mm. All right, now we're going to talk about Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny. Now, it's 100. These two are together, and they really like each other. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram right now, you will see she's hanging out with her friends, and Bad Bunny is cooking carne asada on the disco by the pool. But it's really the fact that 50 Cent was so mad that he went on Instagram and just talked all kinds of trash about Live Nation.
Damn.
Because Kendall and Bad Bunny were at his show, and he's like, nobody told me I wanted to meet them. You saw they were hanging out with Chris Stapleton.
Oh.
Oh, they be going to all the shows right now, and 50 is so mad. So word is him and Bad Bunny are going to hook up, and they might do a song together.
I'm here for that.
That's just a lot to process. Chris Stapleton, Bad Bunny, Kendall Jenner, 50 Cent. That's just a lot.
Going on tour now.
All
right, and then finally, if you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, I just told you the photos of Kendall and Bad Bunny are there. Cardi B is also on my timeline throwing a mic at somebody that tossed a drink at her. Now, I didn't know that there are fans tossing acid, battery acid, on people on stage and stuff.
What?
Oh, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people on my timeline are defending Cardi B's action. She threw the mic, hit the girl in the face. But Las Vegas authorities have listed her as a suspect because they say that she chose violence.
She did.
Well, first of all, she got hit first, and it was a reaction. As somebody who has been hit with stuff on stage, I will say,
automatic get hit.
I've wanted to drop kick people before. I'm glad she only threw a mic. Well, she could have gone and came out kicking.
She also wasn't using a microphone either.
Which I did notice.
She was lip syncing the whole time, so it was a little sus to me, dog.
What hip hop artist doesn't use backtracks? Name one, I'll wait.
That wasn't a backtrack. That was a full track.
That's a full, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What if I told you could get free food from one of the biggest fast food chains in the country for the rest of your life?
Woo!
True story. I'll tell you all about it right now in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
This is worrisome. MasterCard has directed all U.S. banks to stop allowing cannabis purchases, marijuana purchases, on its debit cards.
What?
The company sent out cease and desist letters a couple of weeks ago, saying that since the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, no more purchases can be entered into the MasterCard system. It's over. It's done.
Don't they like money? Don't they get 3% of every transaction?
It's illegal activity, and I need Congress to step up. No one has ever died from marijuana. I don't even smoky nada. And I am all for legalization. It is the least dangerous drug there is. What are we doing here, people? Okay. What are we doing?
Not the right thing, that's for sure. Come on, step up, MasterCard.
Pull out that cashola. DJ Automatic, food news.
Starting today through August 4th, if you go to SubwayNameChange.com and change your name legally to Subway, you might just win free Subway sandwiches for the rest of your life.
All right, this is good. This is good, Automatic.
Are you willing to do this, though, Anthony?
Yeah, right, dude.
So change your name to Subway.
Oh, I got to change my name, or do I get to pick a name of a Subway?
No, you got to change your name to
on
Subway.
Social media?
Legally change your name to Subway, and then you will get free Subway for the rest of your life.
They have lost their damn mind just because they're cutting their meat now store.
I got a 6-inch meatball for them. It's about right.
They did do this last year with a tattoo, and it worked. The guy has free Subway for the rest of his life.
Can you change your name back?
No. You lose the Subway for the rest of your life if you don't have Subway as your name.
Dude, make a sandwich
ever
at home.
Since, that other homie went to jail from Subway,
Jared,
yeah, they've been acting real prison-like. Like, you got to change your name. You got to get a tattoo. We're joining prison gangs now for Subway.
Jared's running it from prison.
Nasty,
who is willing to do this for free Subway for life? Hit us up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Anthony A. National Day.
Let's go ahead and shout out the World Wide Web. All right. In this day in 1989, scientist Tim Berners-Lee invented a way for researchers to share data, therefore launching the World Wide Web.
I read that he didn't know there'd be so much dumb information shared, misinformation.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he said he regrets the
still
way he put it out.
Still a great place, though. You can learn anything.
Yeah, you can learn anything.
Created a global spank bank, dude. All right. And we also got National Girlfriend's Day. So shout out to the ladies having girl time, yo.
My timeline is going to be filled with everybody hanging out tonight, having fun. Not me, though, because I got to get up at 4 a.m.
It's also National Night Out, too. So shout out to all the police officers and men and women serving our country.
Salute.
And we're going to wrap it up on National Child Free Day, baby.
Anthony's the only child free person in the room.
Yes. Recently, Automatic and I took our first vacation by ourselves. I had my first child when I was 15. We discussed, hey, Are we done having kids? We're going back and forth. Hell, after that solo dolo vacation, I said, we are done. I can see that chopper
pulling out of pipes, dude.
Yo,
listen, Dana Cortez, what you experienced that weekend is something I go through every single day of my life. The lack of responsibility is one of the greatest things
exactly.
about being child-free, dude. Along with the free food that you get, because when you buy a pack of Uncrustables, all four of them are for yourselves.
That's
you don't
not
have
free.
To share.
That's just not free.
No responsibility.
Yeah, no responsibility. And no one to lead for example for. Like, you don't have to be a great example for anybody. That's probably the last
so
thing.
So in other words, you just be a piece of work and just stay home and eat Crustables all day?
Pretty much, man.
I'm really jealous.
So jealous!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.